chapter 6. I want to, of course, this is very familiar. Everybody knows the story about the walls of Jericho and how that they went up and marched around the city and so forth and took the city and one thing and another. But there's also, while we're reading, sometimes we miss over some things. Sometimes we, sometimes when we're reading, we don't always see some of the things that God may want us to see. And so there's some things here we want to look at tonight here in Joshua and chapter number 6. I believe it will be a help to us, and this will help us and give us some victory in our life. Would you agree with me tonight that we need some victory in our life? Amen. Would you agree with me tonight that Christians, if there's ever a time in our life that we need to get some victory, it's today. Amen. We're living in a day where Christians are losing the battle. Amen. We're falling apart. And so he talks here about tearing down walls. Amen. And a lot of times it's the walls that hinder us and keep us from having victory in our life. A lot of times it's the walls that separate us from the love of God, or they separate us from fellowship with one another. Our walls can do many things. And so this story is more than just about going and taking a city, but it's about tearing down some walls and having some victory in our life. Now we realize that this could be referring to Joshua as a type of Jesus Christ. And one day Joshua is going to come back, and he's going to cross over Jordan. He's going to cross over. He's coming up the King's Highway. And he's coming with the people of God. Amen. And he's going to march around this city down here. And brother, he's going to take it victorious for God. Have God told Joshua that the city was going to be put into his hand. He was giving it to him. In other words, let me say that the battle tonight is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. It's not our fight, amen. All we have to do is just march around and be a part on the right side, amen. But what we need to see tonight, we need to see that there's some walls in our life that need to come down. We need to get some victory in our life. If you will, let's look then at Joshua chapter number 6. The Bible said, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city, watch this, shall fall down flat. That's what we're interested in tonight. We're interested in tearing down some walls. We're interested in taking away those things that the devil puts in our life that separates us from the love of God, from the fellowship with man, amen? Those walls in our life that hinder our service to God, those walls in our life that keep us from grasping and reaching the full potential of our Christian life. Can I suggest to you tonight, hey, that you can have victory in Jesus Christ, amen? Would you realize tonight that God wants us to have victory in Jesus Christ? It is God's will for you to have victory in the Lord. Amen. It is not God's will for us to be defeated. It is not God's will for us to be in despair. It is not God's will for us to be torn asunder. Amen. But may I remind you tonight that we're already on the winning side. God's already won the battle. All we've got to do is go in and take the prize. Amen. We're already on the winning side. It's time to tear down some walls. Amen. What kind of walls, preacher? Walls of discouragement. Amen. Those walls have had defeated us too long. Amen. We need to tear down walls of depression. Walls of defeat. Amen. Walls of despair. Walls of division. Walls of discord. Walls of defilement. Amen. I'm saying, dear God, it's God's will for us to tear down some walls. It's God's will for us to have victory in our Christian life. Amen. Come on, read it now.
Amen.
It's God's will. Amen. God didn't call you to worthlessness and powerlessness. Amen. God called you to rise up to the occasion. God called you to be more than conquerors. God called you to be overcomers. God called you to have victory in your life until Jesus comes. Amen. That's what you're supposed to do. You say, preacher, how can we get these walls down? How can we tear them down? I believe God's laid out a plan right here in the Word of God. I believe there's some certain things that have to take place in our life. And if we'll do those things, I believe the walls can come down. I believe God has a method, or God has a plan in our life to help us tear down the walls. Could I give them to you right quick? Let me help you just for a minute. Amen. I will just show you how. I'll show you in the Word of God. I want you to get the picture, if you will. They called a meeting in the Sunday school. They called a business meeting. Amen. Joshua, the preacher's there. He's got all the deacons there. He's got all the people of God. They've all assembled in there. Maybe it's the only business meeting they ever had. But they're going to have one. Amen. And they're going to make a plan. God has given him a vision for the church. God has given Joshua a vision for what to do in a few days. Amen. Listen, can I just say something to you right there? I realize I'm nothing and nobody, I know that. But God has given me some visions for Victory Baptist Church. And one of them is not Defeat Baptist, amen? It's Victory Baptist, that's what it is. And so Joshua has this meeting. He calls a meeting. He says, here's the way we're going to do it, fellas. He said, we're going to make a line. We're going to have call it a healing line. Amen. We're going to have us a line. We're going to get out there, and we're going to march one time around the city every day of the week. And on the seventh day, we're going to march seven times in the morning, and we're going to take the city. Amen. Now watch what he says. Hey, God says to Joshua, God says, here's what you got to do. He said, I want your mighty men out there. Your men of war, I want them out front. He said, I want them out in front of the Ark of the Covenant. In front of the priest. Amen. And he says, I want these men of war out there. Hey, listen, can I say something right there? We need some men of war. Amen. We need some men with some grit in their crawl. We need some men that'll quit being henpecked. Get the nose ring out of your nose. Amen. And the hook out of your nose. Amen. We need some men that'll stand up and be men. That'll live for God and love God and put God first in their life. Amen. We just need a few good men. We'll put them out front, amen. And they're going to do the marching out front. Brother Mark, come here, son. Let me help you. You got to come on and help me now. Come on over here again. Brother Jay, get up from here. What are you doing sitting down? I need some men, amen. You just park it right there. You just get in line, amen. I need some men of God. Who else will help us, amen? I need some men that's willing to march, amen. But don't look down. I'm talking to you, brother. I need some men. Get over and fall in line, brother. I need some great men of war, amen.
I need some men. I need some men that's willing to march. Some men that's willing to go on for God. Some men that's willing to take a step. Are you willing, brother? Are you ready, brother? Well, get in line. Then. Don't stand there. Don't sit there. Amen. I'm talking about, hey, Joshua said, God told Joshua, put some men of war out front. Let me see your hands. Come on, put them out there. Make sure they ain't dishpan hands. Make sure they're plowing hands. We got, come on, where are you waiting on? We got some men marching around the city, amen. We all, we're fixing to march, amen. Stop right there. That's the way, take orders right, amen. Have these fellas is out front. They're going to march. And then the Bible says, hey, hey, you get your men of war out front. Now you let them take the charge, amen. You let them carry the load of the church and the burden of the church, amen. And you put it on their shoulders. Let them do it, amen. He said, but I'll tell you what you do. He said, next what you need to have is you need to have some good preaching. You need to have the priests with the trumpets, amen. God said, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpets. Tell my people their iniquities, amen. Where's the preachers in the church, amen? Where's the men of God in the church that'll stand flat foot and preach the hell out of the devil, amen? Get up, brother. What are you waiting on? Get up. Are you a preacher, brother? Are you a preacher? Then fall in line, bless God. Hey, they had some men of war out front. Hey, you're a preacher. You ain't supposed to be here. Get back here, amen. Now, come on up here. What are you waiting on? Stop right there. These are men of war, amen. These are the men that take out the front lines. And then behind them, we got the priests that blow the trumpets, amen. Is that what he said? Is that what he says in the Word of God? What do you think it is today? What is a priest that blows the trumpet, amen? What is that anything but a man of God? What is that anything but a preacher, amen? What is that anything but a man that's willing to take that old King James Bible and preach the hell out of the devil, amen? That's what we need, amen. You say, preacher, what you gonna have next? Well, what's it say? I'll tell you what, if you're going to have victory in your life, if you're going to tear down the walls, the first thing you got to have is some men of war. And then you got to have some good preaching. Amen. I want to tell you, dear God, hey, I know I ain't very good. I know I ain't going to be on the top 10 in America list, but I'm doing my best to preach the Word of God, the victory of this church. Amen. You know what's going to save your home? Preaching's going to save you. You know what's going to help your life? Preaching's going to help it. You know what's going to fix your children? You know what's going to save your husband? You know what's going to save your life? Preaching, 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 amen.
Amen.
Now I got a paddle, amen. You be careful. Well, see, we lost the amen.
Yeah.
But it just so happens what comes next is the glory of God.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. That's what's after the priest. Amen.
Yes,
Bible says out front, I want you to put the men of war. After the men of war, I want some good preaching. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I want some priests that'll blow the trumpet. Amen. And then we're going to have the presence of God. We're going to have the glory of God. What's that, preacher? That's the Ark of the Covenant. Amen.
Amen.
Anywhere the Ark is, the presence of God is. Hey, you know what's following them, preachers? Mercy is following them. Amen. How surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hey, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to go out and preach mercy. Amen. You need to tell them mercy's on the throne. You need to tell them there's a place behind you. Amen. Where they get help from God. Amen. You say, what are you supposed to do, preacher? You're supposed to protect the men of God. You're supposed to watch out for the men of God. If somebody shoots at them, you're supposed to take the first one. Amen.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Give your life for the cause of the gospel. Amen. Then after they pass on, the men of God come along. I'm telling you how to tear down walls. I'm telling you how to have victory in your life. You ain't going to have victory unless you got good preaching.
Amen.
I don't know. I'll pray about it, but I think we got probably good a preacher as anybody in the country. You say, I don't believe that, preacher. Your problem is you just ain't heard very much. You hear a little more, you'll change your mind. Amen. You hear some of them I've heard, you'll really change your mind. All right, two kinds of preaching make me want to preach. Them that can, them that can't. And them that won't.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. And so he said, hey, would you like to have victory in your life? Would you like to have victory? Amen. Amen. Would you like to tear down some walls? Amen. Would you like to get rid of them things in your life that hinder you from serving God, that hinder you from fellowship with one another, that hinder you and destroy you and defeat you and put you in despair and discouragement? Amen. Defile your life. Would you like to get rid of those? Amen. I say hallelujah. That's what we need to do. Amen. And you ain't going to do it unless you got some middle war in the church. Amen. Joshua says, I'm going to make it up a church, bless God. I need some middle war. I need some men that'll preach. Amen. I need some preaching. I need some Bible preaching. And then we'll have the presence of God. That's what I said. Amen. We're going to have the presence of God. When we get the presence of God, then he said after God comes along, we're going to have the mercy seat. He said, what's next? We're going to have great praise. He said, then the people shouted. You say, what happened, preacher? They got their mind off of stinking cars, amen. Got their mind off of stinking homes. Got their mind off of stinking jobs. Got their mind off of stinking problems and bills. And hey, you hear what I'm saying? I mean, they got their mind off all the things of the world, amen. They got focused on God. Hey, they got the support in the church. They got the being faithful, amen. All of a sudden, they got the preaching. They got the preaching up a storm. And brother, God showed up. God came in, amen. The glory of God and the presence of God showed up. And what happened? The people got one accord and they started shouting, amen. Well, I'm waiting. Can I help you a minute? I'm gonna help you now. You ain't gonna like this one. I'm gonna upset you. He said they shouted, but they didn't see it. They fell in line. People are pointing the scout. It's got to get in line. We think to the mark.
And so the people began to march. And they marched around the city. And they got around the city one day. And they marched around the second day. And they marched around the third day. And by this, they're getting tired. And walls are starting to come up. And things are starting to go wrong. And despair is showing his ugly head. And discouragement's popping up. And Joshua stands up to him. And Joshua says, Hey, tell the Levites, tell the men of war, pass on. Tell the preachers, pass on. Tell the harp, pass on. Tell the people, pass on. You say, preacher, what was he saying? He was saying, march on, march on. Don't quit. Keep marching on. Go on, brother. March on for God. Amen. You say, how are we going to make it work? How are we going to keep the walls down? How are we going to tear them down? I'll tell you how. We're going to march on. Amen. Hey, Sunday school teacher, march on. Hey, preacher, march on. Hey, bus worker, march on. Hey, visitation club, march on. Amen. Hey, children's church, march on. March on. Hey, nursery, march on. Hey, preachers, march on. Hey, soul winners, march on. March on. March on. Got tired of fighting. The preachers got tired of preaching. But God didn't get tired of showing up. Some of the people got weary and fell out. Joshua, the type of Jesus, looked at his people and he said, just march on. Just another day. Just march on another day. This is day number 7. We got to do it today, boys. Can't let up today. Here's what we're going to do now. Listen to me. Here's the instruction of the day. This is the 7th day. Hey, the walls are fixing to come down. We're about to go up and take the city. Hallelujah to God. I said we're fixing to take the city, bless God. We're fixing to leave here. We're fixing to go out of here. Hallelujah. I can hear the trumpets blowing. Hey, listen to me. If you ever heard me before, listen closer. Don't quit now. Just march a little bit longer. Hey, here's what we're going to do. I want you fellas up front marching. I want you to march like you never marched before. I want you fellas preaching like you never preached before. I want you to preach it out. I want you to follow. Amen. I want you to feel the presence of God. Don't stop marching. Amen. Thank you. Joshua had one leg. All right, now, here's what he told them. You march, you protect that ark. You protect them men of God.
Amen.
You preach like you've never preached before.
Amen.
The presence of God's going to be there.
Amen.
And when I give the order, all the people shout.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
This is day number 7.
Yes, Lord.
Round number 7.
Yes,
we're fixing to shout her out.
Amen.
Go up and take the city.
Amen.
Let me tell you, can I help you? Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir,
you're as close right now as you've ever been in your life in this church to being in one accord and unity.
Amen.
You cannot do what you've been doing and think about taxes.
Amen.
You can't think about the job.
Amen.
You say, what am I thinking about? Marching and shouting. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes,
now listen. Listen to me. People, don't say a word. I don't want to hear a peep come out of your mouth. When I give the signal, shout. That's what he told them. Don't even make a whisper. The preachers are going to be preaching. The men of war is going to be leading. God's presence is going to be here. You people that's falling after, be quiet. And after we make that round that second turn, we see the camp sitting over yonder, we'll know it's almost time to go home. And when I say, when I give the signal, I mean shout like you never shouted before. You say, I never done that, preacher. Well, start something new.
Yeah.
It will not work unless all the people shout. I'm talking about having victory and tearing down the walls. Are you ready? Are you tired of discouragement? Are you tired of defeat? Are you tired of despair? Well, march then. Let's go.
Amen.
Preach it, preachers.
Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Don't get tired. Don't get discouraged.
March on! Marshall! 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 And the people shout! 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 Glory! 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 Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God!